Good morning, everyone. I hope that this week of reflecting on the gifts which God has given each of us has given you an opportunity to reflect on those gifts which you have received as an individual from God. You know, not all of these gifts that we've received from God are things, are events, but there are also others. You know, we as humans know that we're basically social creatures. You know, we always tend to seek out communities, even small communities. It's very rare that you hear of an individual who can spend his entire life completely in isolation. We always try to seek out communities, even as small a community as just an immediate family, a husband and wife, or a couple of brothers, or, you know, a couple of siblings, or parents and a child, you know, very small communities. But we always tend to find some kind of communal gathering. And then as part of this gathering, as part of these communities, we seek out friendships, we seek out relationships, we develop lifelong bonds, we develop temporary bonds. But we are very social creatures that are always looking to connect with others. So we should be able to find joy in those around us. We should be able to recognize that those around us, the other people that we see in our daily lives that we meet, are gifts to us as well. You know, and sometimes, admittedly, you know, there are those who bring more aggravation and joy. I think we all have people that drive us nuts, that whatever we do or whatever they do is always going to drive us nuts. You know, we just can't seem to get along with them. But we should always be thankful for others. First of all, because that they are made in the image and likeness of God, just as we are, but also because they should be a gift for our lives and that we should be happy to see them. And we should be thankful always for our families. Now, I think we all know the old saying, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. And that's true. You're kind of stuck with your family. I mean, you know, those who get married obviously marry into another family. So that way they choose. But we should be thankful for our family. Of course, for our parents who gave us life and their parents and so on down the line for the life that they've passed on to us. And then the support that hopefully they've given. You know, of course, not all families are the same. But we should still be thankful for them. Thankful for our siblings. Thankful for our cousins. Again, even those members of our family that we don't want anything to do with, we should still be thankful for them because they are a part of our family and they have been given to us as a gift. Sometimes we may not understand the gift, but they have been given to us as a gift. Same thing with friends. You know, we do have our friends that we tend to hang out with or tend to visit with. You know, and whether it's as simple as just visiting at the coffee shop or at the bar, inviting friends over or being invited over for supper, or even formal gathering, formal celebrations that we are involved in. We should be very thankful for the gifts of our friendships, for those we've gotten to know and those that whose relationship we cherish, that we can talk to them, we can visit with them, we can laugh with them, we can joke with them, we can share our troubles with them, whatever it happens to be. But we should be thankful always, every day, for the gift of our friends. And then even for our neighbors. You know, again, neighbors are one of those areas where we often have difficulty dealing with neighbors who are different from us or neighbors who cause problems for us. But we should still be thankful for them as well because they can be a support for us and they can be a gift for us. So when we do gather as friends, as family, as a community, hopefully it's always a time of joy. Now, of course, we gather for things like funerals, which aren't always the most joyful. But hopefully most of our times we can find some joy in them. And even at funerals, I've noticed, you know, and I've noticed in my life and I've noticed as a priest doing funerals that people always find joy at that time as well. And these gatherings should also be a time for prayer of thanksgiving. Usually what I will do when I'm asked to say a prayer before a meeting, before a gathering, before a meal, I'll usually say something to the extent of Jesus, thank you for this time together. Thank you for this opportunity to gather in your name. Thank you for this time of fellowship. Something along that lines. Some way to thank God for this great gift of our gathering together, a time of joy, a time of happiness, a time of growing in community. So I hope we truly do find these times of community to be a great gift.